The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. As almost all of you know, a Franklin County judge on Tuesday of this week temporarily blocked HB 68, otherwise known as the SAFE Act, saving Ohio adolescents from experimentation. One of the sponsors of that law is Gary Click. Gary represents the 88th House District in Ohio, encompassing all of Sandusky and Seneca counties. He is also the pastor of Fremont Baptist Temple, where he has served as pastor since 2006. He's also served as a chaplain for law enforcement and in hospice care. Gary, it is always a privilege to have Gary Click on the program. Welcome.
Bob, I am just so honored to be on your program. Thank you for everything you do. You're a fine American, a great Christian, and a good friend.
Check is in the mail, Gary.
C-L-I-C-K.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, two Baptist preachers. A Baptist preacher does a talk show and a Baptist preacher who serves in the legislature. So I guess we should get along okay.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good. I mean, I'm sure we can find something to argue about. We are Baptists, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that privately. Gary, I just had Beth Lear on the program a few minutes ago, and I asked her if she was surprised at all that this judge issued a temporary block. She was not. I'll ask you the same question. Did you expect the ACLU to find a judge that would rule in their favor, even if it's temporary?
Oh, of course. That's what we anticipated. You know, I said that from the very beginning, even before I knew which court it was in or before they ever filed. I anticipated this. They're going to go court shopping. We expect that. And, you know, I don't know this judge very well.
But he's a Republican. He's a Republican.
Well, a lot of people say that. Everyone wants to be a Republican. That doesn't make everyone a Republican.
Okay.
A lot of people say they're Christian, too.
Well, yeah, that is true. Now, help me out on this, because I'm honestly ignorant on this. Usually when a law is blocked, that comes from a circuit court, a federal court. This is a Franklin County court. How does a county judge have the authority to block a state law? Help me out with that, because I honestly don't understand.
So that's a great question. So the ACLU filed that it violates the Ohio Constitution, not the U.S. Constitution, because they've had so many losses. You know, the federal courts are finding in our favor time and time again, and so I think they thought they had a better chance in state courts. They're not going to prevail whatsoever. I issued two press releases. One was when I just first heard the news. One was after I actually read his order, which had no, I mean, there's just, I'm not a legal scholar, but there's just no sound reasoning in it whatsoever. He makes a lot of presumptions that are just not based on fact.
Okay.
But it's in state court because they're claiming it violates the Ohio Constitution. And now, Bob, I've read the Ohio Constitution. I'm sure you have too. But I just missed the part in there where the Constitution says that you have the right to sterilize children, or to, you know, chemically castrate them, or to, you know, remove healthy body parts for mental health conditions. What chapter and verse is that in the Ohio Constitution?
Well, from what I understand, the judge is looking to the brand new amendment that came about because of issue one, which, of course, the proponents for Issue 1 told us over and over and over and over and over again, this has nothing to do with transgenderism, has nothing to do with transgenderism. But what I'm being told is this is the basis for this judge's temporary block because of this brand new amendment to the Constitution. Are you hearing the same thing?
Well, I'm hearing that they're actually going back to the provisions when we were fighting against Obamacare, that you cannot deny health care or health insurance.
I think they're
leaning on that. But again, those things, this is not health care. This is an experiment, and it's an experiment gone wrong. And so the judge said, you know, a couple things. He said that, first of all, he said that it violates the one subject rule, which it does not. And he made this ridiculous statement. He said that the court is cognizant of the fact that the Save on Sports was log rolled into the SAFE Act because the SAFE Act could not pass on its own. Now, that is ludicrous for so many reasons. Number one, he's not privileged to our conversations behind the scenes.
Right.
He has no idea what we talk about in caucus or privately or with leadership. And I can assure you that was not the case. Both bills are very strong and very popular in their own accords. And Jenna Powell done a fantastic job with Save Women's Sports. But if you're going to roll one bill into another because one is weak and one is strong, you would roll the weaker bill into the strong bill, not the strong bill into the weaker bill.
Yeah.
But as I say that, I'm not implying that Save Women's Sports was weak. They were both very strong bills. The same subject, Bob, here's the subject, is sex is binary. You know, there's only two. I know they're trying to, you know, add 495.6 different genders, but there's only two, scientifically and biologically, there are two sexes, and sex is immutable. You know, boys cannot become girls, girls cannot become boys. And that is the subject, and it is relevant in the SAFE Act because it prevents the experimentation on minors with this that is very harmful and dangerous, and it also prevents boys from taking advantage of women's sports.
Yeah,
and going into, you know, competing against girls and things like that. And, you know, I've never been the one that says, hey, they're doing this so that they can win. I mean, that's going to some extreme lengths to win, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'd rather lose than do that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what their motives are. What matters is that Title IX exists to protect women in sports. And there are no amount of there's no amount of estrogen that will equalize or hormone blockers or anything, it's going to equalize men and women in sports. The average male is always going to be better than the average female, and the superior male is always going to be better than the superior female when it comes to sports. Now, we know that there are some very athletic women who are maybe better than some unathletic men.
Sure.
But on par, the weak, the less athletic men will be better than the less athletic women. And the well-trained men will always be better than the well-trained women, and you cannot escape that reality. And most times, even the moderate men will far exceed the superior women. It's just a biology. And, you know, hormones do not change your skeletal geometry whatsoever, and men have an advantage based on our skeletal geometry.
We're talking with Gary Click, who represents the Ohio 88th House District. One of the sponsors of the SAFE Act, HB 68, which has been temporarily blocked by a Franklin County judge who is supposedly a Republican. Gary, I am hearing in local news media from parents who have confused mentally ill children that they call transgender, and you and I know that this is mental illness. And we say that with compassion. We don't say that in a pejorative manner, but it's true. These children, these adolescents, and even adults are suffering from gender dysphoria, which is a treatable mental illness.
Yes.
But anyway, I am hearing from local news here in Columbus that the minute that this legislation were to take effect, their child, even though they've been on hormone treatments for 2 years, they've been on puberty blockers for 3 years, those treatments would stop instantly the moment the law comes into effect.
False.
And but I'm hearing that, Gary, and as one of the sponsors of the bill, could you clarify that and straighten the record, please?
Well, that's just misinformation, and they're saying people have to leave, move the state to continue that. No, there is a grandfather clause. No, it was not in the original version. I didn't put it in there. I'll be quite frank with you. I didn't want it in there. But sometimes you have to work with what you have instead with what you wish you had. And it was a reasonable compromise to get the bill passed. So we compromised, and we said, okay, we will add a grandfather clause, although I've told by the Children's Hospitals Association that we have to call it a grandparent clause now to be politically correct. So a grandparent clause in there that says that if you're already on this, then you may continue. So no one who is experiencing treatment will be denied further treatment. They're going to, and sadly, yeah, I don't want it to continue because I think it's harmful.
Well, that's what I thought, but that's not what's being reported in the news media.
That's not even what the judge said. And the judge actually said, he says one thing that we all agree on is puberty doesn't come by appointment. Like, okay, I mean, we know about when it comes, but it comes when it comes. And they said, if children are allowed to go into puberty, it will cause irreversible injury. I'm like, what? For how long has this world existed and kids have gone through puberty and no one's been injured by puberty? Puberty is not a disease to be treated. It is natural. And what it does injure children is these puberty blockers cause physical and permanent injury.
Absolutely.
Even, Bob, for the kids who choose and go on and mature and choose to follow through and have surgery, they actually lack enough tissue to actually have successful surgeries. They will never enjoy the intimacy of intimacy. Because if they start all these things too soon, it blocks that from ever developing, whether they transition or whether they don't transition. They will never enjoy those things. And so the puberty blockers do cause permanent irreversible harm. Puberty does not.
All right, we're talking with Gary Click, who represents the 88th House District. We need to take a quick break. There are several more questions I want to ask Gary, so please stay tuned. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. We'll be right back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and welcome again to Representative Gary Click, representing the 88th Ohio House District, also pastor of the Fremont Baptist Temple up in Fremont, Ohio. Gary, your time on my program would have been worth it, just for the fact that you clarified what the misinformation that local media is constantly putting out on the airwaves. One of our local TV stations, Gary, every time HB 68, the SAFE Act, comes up, they always present one kid who is, and I don't mean this in a negative way, I don't know whether it's a he or a she. I just don't. I'm not saying that to be funny. I don't know. And the mother.
Well, you're not alone. Neither do they.
Yeah. Well, true. And the mother who says the same thing over and over again. If this law goes into effect, I don't know what my child's going to do. We are in limbo. We don't know whether he, she, they, or whatever are going to get treatment or not. And that is such baloney, Gary. They, as you said, there's a grandfather, grandparent clause in there. And so the news media, I think, is purposely misleading the general public. Am I being too cynical with that?
No, you're not. I mean, the reality is you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And, you know, they have to be sensational to sell print or to sell stories or to get clickbait or, no pun intended, to get their stories out. It's got to be sensational. Somebody's got to be hurt. There's got to be some injustice. And it's very difficult. I have found that there are some who give me fair treatment. And I'll be honest, is the farther we've gone, the more education that we've done, the more truth, the more light that's been shed on this, the more. And quite honestly, I held them accountable. If they lied or if they were unjust, I just called them out. I told them so. I'm not mean, but I'm going to deal in the truth, Bob. And you know that, that's what we do. Well, we're dealing the truth.
And that's something I say continuously to my audience. Truth is on our side. Truth is on our side. Gary, what's next? I would assume that our friend Dave Yost, Ohio Attorney General, is going to defend this. This block is just a two-week block. So what's next? That's number one. Number two, are you in contact with Dave Yost and his office as to how to defend this legislation, or is that out of bounds for you to be in contact with the Attorney General's office?
So, yeah, I'm not going to discuss, you know, any conversations that we may or may not have, because I just don't think that's
all right. That's all right. I have them recorded. I'm going to play them on the air anyway.
You've got my phone bugged. Don't
That's all right.
The reality is I have a lot of confidence in our great Attorney General.
I do too.
He is very passionate about defending this bill. And he knows what he's doing. He didn't get there by accident, and he's going to do a fantastic job defending this bill. I know that they can only have two TROs, temporary restraining orders, so they could get another one after this. And I've told people, you know, in my press release, I said this, Bob. I said, you know, my eyes are on the finish line, not the mile markers. If I cried and gave up every time we had a temporary setback, and that's what a TRO is. It's just a temporary setback. It's not a decision. It's not the end of the story. If I just quit every time there was a setback, I'd have quit 3 years ago, and we would never have gotten where we've gotten. It took a lot to get this through, 3 years to get this through a Republican legislature. And in the beginning, a lot of people didn't understand it, just to be frank. It's not that they were against it, they just didn't understand it. And we were one of the first states to actually introduce this. Not the first, but one of the first. And it took a lot of education. It took a lot of understanding. They had to meet the witnesses and learn what was really happening, because it was hard for some people to even believe this was happening.
Yeah. Well,
and what the results were. We got there, and by the time that the governor vetoed it, I wasn't pulling them anymore. They were pulling me, and they were calling me saying, we've got
and
all the rights.
Gary, with that, I think maybe you can hear the music, which means the computer's going to cut both of us off, whether we like it or not. Thank you for what you're doing. My listeners, I know, will pray for you. Thanks for your time today. God bless you, Gary Click.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.